Welcome to Telling the Tales, the podcast where we go through every single Telltale video game. I'm your host, Mitchell Farley Wolf, and I'm joined today by...
Dustin Cornelius Jackson.
You
dropped it on me today.
Yeah, I feel overbearing in how we do the podcast sometimes. I don't always feel like it's an equal share of the limelight. And I realize the fact that I don't even let you say your own name might be part of that.
That's, you know what? Thanks for letting me say it this time. I like when you say it, though.
I like doing the show with Dustin Cornelius Jackson.
It's me! Boy, it's fitting that today's episode is so snowy and icy and cold, because boy, is there a whole shitload of snow outside.
Yeah, meanwhile, I really wish I could turn on the air conditioning in my apartment. It's warm here.
I wish we could trade.
I really do. We were talking, of course, I'm sure, listener, you know this because of the hint that it was about cold. Minecraft Story Mode Season 2, Episode 2, Giant Consequences, released on August 15th, 2017, directed by Sean Manning, written by Meredith Ainsworth, and designed by Matt Almer and Mandy Beninev. That's it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, see you next week.
These credits are short. I think we said that last episode, but it's really striking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting used to hearing, like, so many names.
Yeah, we have one director, one writer person, and two designers. Now, it's worth noting, I don't think those are the only people that wrote or designed on this episode, but they're the only people that were listed in the credits.
Right.
Yeah, and that's,
people should be credited for their work.
People should be credited for that for their work. I don't know if that's what's happening here, or like for some other reason, there's a situation where we're just not getting very many writers and designers. I do think it's probably well within possibility that a single writer could carry an entire, like, 1 hour Telltale episode on their back, even with it having a lot of branching paths. About an hour feels like something a writer can do, especially if they're alternating different writers between episodes. We're used to seeing a lot more.
Yeah, I had gotten into the habit of just having this list of names in the opening go longer and longer.
Do you get bored? Are you upset about it?
As you're reading out the names of people who worked their fingers to the bone on these episodes, I'm like, ah, hurry up.
Yeah, I wish I could press and hold A to get through this conversation.
Come on, I want to talk about Minecraft Story Mode Season 2 here.
Well, speaking of, why don't you?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, why don't you talk about it? What did you think about it?
So, I thought it was good. I had a good enough time with it. But, you know that stuff you mentioned last episode about we are in another Telltale Temple?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who felt like that even more this time?
Yeah. Telltale Dungeons and Temples. It's not... I don't want to say it's not their forte, because I think they have gotten pretty proficient at doing it, but it's not... Liking them isn't my forte, and I would prefer if we were not in one.
Here's my thing. I don't mind going through temples. I like stories with characters going through temples. We just did one, though. And we do them a lot. I'm kind of over it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they did it badly in this episode. Like, I was more or less on board with what they were throwing at us. But I just think, like, everything in this episode, I'm like, we've seen it before. And I feel like that's a common thing to say with Telltale games near the end.
Yeah. There's a few things in this episode that I think did feel unique among Telltale stories. Just the whole concept of the admin.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't... The admin's cool. Yeah, I was going to say feels unique. I feel like we've actually maybe done something like it before.
But, I'm sure we've done just like stories. Even in Minecraft, it feels like we've done like, oh, a character has to go through challenges. Someone throws multiple trials and tribulations their way.
Yeah.
To prove themselves. And yeah, like I said, it's not like this episode does it in a bad way, but it's like, what is in the... What about this hasn't been done already? I've seen it. I've been here, done that.
Talking Snowman?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah. I think we just need more Snowman characters in media.
That's true. I think we finally hit upon why nobody likes video games anymore. There's no Snowmen.
You know, I think that if we had more Snowmen, it wouldn't be the case that every time we see a Snowman, it's like the same... red scarf, stick arms, top hat. I feel like every time we see a snowman, that's the snowman we see.
Right. This one is kind of like that, but I liked how like wonky his face is. Like, it looks like a snowman that's wrong.
Yeah, and he's built with like Minecraft proportions, so they need to make squares look like circles, which is it's a challenge. It's hard to do.
I like that. I can give him points for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I think especially after, like, last episode, we were talking about, like, how it feels a little bit like a game where you come back to the same place and it's different in a very familiar and reassuring and fun kind of way.
Right.
In our comparison was to Banjo-Tooie. You could also maybe say, like, Pokemon Gold and Silver, where you go back to Kanto, or the Yakuza games almost all take place in the same version of Tokyo. And it's a cool thing to see in a video game. And I was liking that here, but then with this episode, they were like, oh, we're back, baby, so we're going to go to another temple. And then it breaks down and is less cool to me.
I
did not carry that same... feeling from episode 1 to episode 2.
Yeah, because I mean, what makes this temple like any different than the temple in the first episode other than it's icy? And even mm-hmm. that doesn't like come into it's like cold on the outside. Nothing in the temple like has to do with snow or ice.
Yeah, there's even flowing water, which I feel like kind of betrays the idea.
Yeah, there's a shooting gallery, and I did think the shooting gallery part was kind of unique and cool, but again, what does that have to do with being in a icy castle?
Well, it felt a lot like episode 8, where they had the games. Episode 8 of the first season. And also kind of like a New Tales from the Borderlands thing, where like when they go in the fake realities meant to trick them, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of had that vibe to it, though. It is different than the temple from the first episode in that temple was, like, a traditional kind of ruins of a, like, religious kind of old culture temple. And then this is artificial. It's, like, made to be used for this event.
Right.
So it's modern rather than ancient. But I totally get... like, where you're coming from here. It feels like we've just seen the same sort of temples. And part of that is, admittedly, it's just because it's from Minecraft.
Right.
Which is, like, that's what you do in Minecraft. But really, like, The Wolf Among Us takes place entirely in a city. And Minecraft does have cities. And The Walking Dead takes place almost entirely in the Outback. And the Minecraft world has that too. So, like, you can do all these different settings. It's not just, like, video game dungeons over and over again if you don't want it to be. And especially, like, comparing it to Season 1, even during the Witherstorm arc, which I think we've gone on record many times saying, like, it wasn't as strong as what came later.
Right, yeah.
Even in the Witherstorm arc, there was stuff like, oh, let's go to the Farlands, the part of where the map breaks down. And that, like, used the rules of the world in, an interestingly different way. Or the bit in episode 6 or 7, the YouTuber one, whichever one that was. It is a temple episode, but you don't think about it that way because it's a haunted house. So it feels like a different vibe. They might have... I think they've done a very good job keeping it going as long as they have. They might have run out of skins for temples that don't feel like temples.
And here's another thing. I feel like if you want to do multiple temples, fine, but maybe split them up a little. Like, I feel like you don't need both of these temples back to back with each other.
I think we're going to get more temples.
Probably, and I don't need them.
we're jumping way ahead here, but in the next time on Minecraft section after the credits, we see that Jesse has been put in some, like, cosmic jail. Mm-hmm. And I bet that jail's kind of going to function like a temple. So it's not just two in a row. It might be three. And,
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. Like, I hope you like them. Yeah, it's it might be... this is one of those times where, like, I'm not sure if we are... out of touch with, like, the core demographic. Maybe people love dungeons in a big, big way. And not just, like, specific ones. They like the concept and aesthetic of a dungeon.
I mean, I am fine with, like, temples and dungeons, but I just feel like they've proven that they don't need to do that every time. Like, they've done a good job of having variety. And that ain't so much what I'm getting here so far.
Yeah, I mean, like, with these kinds of video game temples, I think of the Zelda ones as my main route of comparison. Right. And I think about how each of those temples, like, speaks to something about the lore of the world or the story that we're currently going through or characters that might live around there. And with all of these Minecraft ones, especially, it's like, the Sea Temple. Okay, well, who lived in the Sea Temple? I'm like, well, you can't really do a question like that in Minecraft. Right. It kind of just has to exist.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, as revealed in this episode, both the Sea Temple and, like, the Ice Palace in this episode were just constructed by the admin out of thin air. Specifically to be gamey temples. Like, that is the point of them in the story. Admin made them to test adventurers like Jesse just because he thought it was fun.
Which I guess is fine, but I don't know, not like super interesting to me personally.
Yeah.
At least not when it's like, if it's just going to be that for like the whole season. I feel like I'm going to get tired of it pretty fast. I'm already tired of it with this episode.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know that during the first episode, which is why I think the Sea Temple... we talked about how it's like another temple, but even when we were talking about it, I was kind of thinking in the back of my mind, like, yeah, it's another temple, but I'll get over it. And now with this other temple, like, oh man, maybe I won't. Maybe this is a real problem.
This is just it.
Yeah, yeah. And especially now that I know the Sea Temple was an artificial construction, and now I'm pretty sure, like, this season, at least two episodes in, really seems to be shaping up to be the story of the admin. The admin's gonna keep making temples, keep making little challenges.
The admin is uncreative.
The admin... yeah, the admin is a little uncreative. Let's talk about who the admin is, okay?
Okay.
End of last episode, the admin showed up as a giant prismarine, like, golem statue that was attacking the town. In the first episode's first chapter, this episode's first chapter, is all about the fight with that golem. We, with the help of Lucas, reach his glowing weak point on the back of his head and shut it down. Turns out that was just like a vessel for the admin. The admin wasn't in there. And the admin now like comes in the form of a snowman who leads them to a snow place right after that. And Jesse's really pissed off about this the whole time because the admin's endangering innocent people. And the admin just wants to test him and play games and stuff.
He's kind of a trickster god. He can
do
whatever he wants, warp reality.
Yeah, so I think we were on the money last episode when we were talking about, like, what does the admin represent in Minecraft terms? And it's just the admin person in charge of a server who can, like, make the server their own. He's playing in creative mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a fun idea. I like that.
Yeah, the idea that, like, there's... Everyone that we've seen in the story so far is playing in survival mode, and then there's one person who has to play in creative mode. And, like, the power dynamic that would happen if those two people exist in the same world is weird. Like, that's an interesting thing to think about.
Yeah.
I like the admin, though. I like, as a villain, I like him. I think he's sort of compelling to a degree. Like, I want to see where this goes. He's said things like, well, Jesse's just such a champion and like a real legend of his time.
Yeah, the rest of you are losers.
The rest of... Yeah, he, like, maybe likes Petra a little bit, but mostly thinks that everyone else in the team, except Jesse, is a loser.
Yeah, they suck. Jesse is the true hero. He is the one who got the gauntlet.
Right, yeah. It was specifically for him. We found out that the gauntlet, also just bait that was artificially constructed by the admin to get Jesse to go to that sea temple. Like, Radar comes along. He doesn't think much of Radar. Stella invites herself along.
I'm glad Stella's back. Stella's great.
Yeah, at first he doesn't think much of Stella, but by the end of the episode, Stella's kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of a loser, and I'm not good at the games that you made, but, like, I kind of jive with you, admin. I like the idea, like, of what you're going for.
I'm right there with you. I also think what you're doing is so cool, and let's be pals.
Yeah. Jack comes, Voss comes from last episode. Jack's old friend who was found at the Sea Temple. Turns out, by the way, I called this. did you see this coming? With Voss?
I didn't, actually. I don't know, it just never occurred to me that it might be the case.
Yeah, I have in my notes Jack's friend, and then I have to write Voss really small next to it because I forgot Voss's name at first. is secretly the admin, and I wrote that when you first see him in this episode, and he's like, oh yeah, I don't remember that, I guess my memory is getting away from me. And then I was sure, like, oh, he's not really his old friend. His old friend's dead.
Oh, he's not real, all right.
Yeah, so Voss is secretly the admin. A vessel of the admin. The admin, I guess, doesn't really look like anything. At the end of the episode, they show his, I guess, his true form, which is kind of like a red fiery demon-looking guy. But, like, that might not even be it either. His true form.
Who's to say? This guy has lots of tricky little powers.
Yeah, he's been a big statue. He's been a snowman. He's been Voss. He's been a little demon guy.
I like the snowman best. He should just stick to that one.
I did like the snowman the best. And he had this animation of, like, the boxes that comprise the snowballs of his body, like, collapsing into the ground. And then the top hat goes last. And that's, like, how he teleports places as the snowman. That was a good look, and now I guess he's not going to be that anymore.
Yeah, you could just be an evil snowman. You could be, like, the big, bad, scary snowman of the story.
Plus, all four of those characters have different voices.
Yeah, that's true. Voss, I don't think he needs to be. I don't care about Voss anymore. I mean, to be fair, I never really cared about him that much to begin with.
I think that's why I called it, too. Like, if it was Petra was secretly the admin, that would be that you would wouldn't feel be able bad. To do that. And I thought that was going to happen. Of any character, I think Voss was the only one that they, like, didn't have enough of an emotional connection to.
Right, he's the expendable one.
Yeah. Radar was maybe the other one, but it wasn't Radar.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, Radar's arc in the episode kind of made me not... Well, I didn't even think it was Voss. When Voss was saying all his crazy things, I just thought, wow, I guess he's secretly an asshole.
What a secret.
I guess we were both right, though. He was an asshole and also the admin.
Yeah, it turns out you can be both. It's it's a multifaceted personality.
Huh, who would have guessed?
Yeah, so Radar comes along, and Radar's got this arc throughout the episode where you, like, he initially technically fails at keeping track of this watch that the admin drops that turns it from day to night. Technically, he fails at this, but, like, I mean, like, the admin teleported it away. There was nothing he could do.
Exactly. He couldn't have stopped that.
Yeah, but, like, it starts him off on, like, the vulnerable side. And then you find out that he used to work for Stella in Champion City, and he just, like, quit and was bad at it. And, like, we never really get the whole story there, but it just seemed... It seemed like we were supposed to just think Stella's the mean one out of that, but I kind of thought, like, oh, man, he just kind of quit? That's a little lame, dude. I don't know.
I don't know if he's not good at it and doesn't like it. Why shouldn't he quit?
Well, if he doesn't like it, I mean, like, he's trying to work for the benefit of the town around him, right? Like, there's some amount of... Well, you should see it through.
I don't know.
Like, help out your other people.
I would wager that he was not being treated very well there. Anyway.
Definitely true. And I think that's what we're supposed to come away from it with. But we also, like, weren't told everything about it.
Right. I think it's... You can kind of piece it together, I think. And I wouldn't blame him. I think if, like... Especially Stella treats him like absolute garbage here. I think if she was doing that, like, while he was there, he's totally within his rights to just say, you know what? Fuck this place, actually.
Yeah. You know what? On second thought.
Yeah, maybe someone else can do this.
Okay, yeah. So you go through some of these games. You need to decide with which group you're heading out. Jack and Petra and Voss are sort of... considered to be the strong group, and Lucas is hanging out with Radar. Now that's the weak group for sure. And like the whole time the admin outright, and then Voss sort of in a trickery kind of way, because it's not really Voss, are trying to convince Jesse, like, hey, what are you doing with these weaklings?
Jerks out of here.
I think you should be stronger. But, like, why is Lucas in that group? Like, Lucas helped defeat the admin giant statue. Like, Lucas comes in charging on horseback. Lucas kicks ass a little bit.
Yeah, it's just because he's lumped in with Radar. They're like, oh, he's in the group with Radar. He's in the loser group.
Yeah, really, they're talking about Radar, but, like, Jack's in the other group, and Jack is not...
He hasn't been pulling his weight much, either.
Yeah, like, he's pretty washed up, and, like, cowardly now. Like, he was given...
Yeah, more so than Lucas. Lucas came charging in and didn't skip a beat.
Now, like, this isn't something that we would be saying about these characters were it not for the fact that... The admin in fiction is like this kind of bigoted against weaklings force.
Right.
Like, I think that Jack could do most of the adventuring stuff anyone else could do. And in this episode, if you let him go after the clock, you'll see that that is true. But, like, I don't really think that the admin should think Jack is cool and Radar isn't. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because Petra was there. Maybe he's like, all right, so Petra's on the strong team, and I'm pretending to be Voss. Obviously, Voss is going to be on the strong team, and because he's me, that means two cool people and one not so cool person. And then the other team is one cool person and one not so cool person. So I guess it just one outweighs the other.
I guess so. Yeah, in pure mathematics, you're getting a lot more radar by percentage. yeah, and like radar did end up pretty capable by the end of this episode. But I will say, I'm still like a little annoyed when he's like,
oh no, my pocket protector.
Yeah, like he trips and just defiles the ground with his patheticness. He's so weak. Weak.
All his pathetic juices come spilling out.
Yeah, no, he's fine. I don't care. He has a line at some point in this episode where Radar is, he's trying to prove himself, and he goes, hey, you just say the word, and I'll run here as fast as my hustle sticks will carry me. And then he's like hustle my legs. Sticks. My legs.
Thought that was pretty obvious.
I thought we were all going to enjoy that joke. I don't know. yeah, so by the end of the episode, Voss reveals himself to be the admin. The whole goal of this thing was to get and destroy a clock that was keeping the sun and the moon in place, so it was eternal nighttime, which meant that the monsters came out. The gang was supposed to like go through all these games the regular way and make it up to the clock at the top of the tower.
Uh-huh.
And that was the prize. But they kind of just ignore the games at a certain point and, like, go through the walls and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we're done with this. We don't care.
Yeah, which I thought was fantastic that the writers acknowledged that they could do this. Because there's so many things where something's up high and someone says, how are we ever going to get up there? And, like, in this same episode, we saw Jesse, like, just build a clay staircase to the heavens for no reason.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like, well, you could just do it this way.
Yeah, you can always build a staircase. Staircases solve every problem in Minecraft.
I mean, I'm kind of even struggling to figure out what else there is to even say. It's just not, like, the most interesting story.
All right. Well,
you know what? Something I will say earlier in the episode. So, when you're still in Beacon Town before you go on this big quest, before the admin shows up, you're talking. Or no, it's after the first admin attack, but it's before the admin snowman comes back. Jack and Voss are kind of being weird with Jesse, and they're like, trying to avoid talking about something.
Yes.
And you find out that they and Petra are going to be going on an adventure somewhere. I don't know why, but this just really struck me as a very shitty thing to do.
Yeah, well, like, this I really think especially because last episode, Petra was saying so many things about, like, well, more so to me than you, it turned out, because of our various choices. But yeah. Petra was saying so many things like, hey, Jesse, you never hang out with us anymore. And now Jesse's completely, like, in adventure mode again. He's with the gang and he wants to hang out. And she's like, maybe I'm ignoring you. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go do my own thing. Who's to say?
Yeah, they're pretending like they're not going to go on this big adventure. Like, obviously, they don't want Jesse to come. And it's like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
This is shitty. And then you just try to tiptoe around it. That really, and like, Petra apologizes, whatever, it's fine, but like, in the moment, I did have Jesse react like, hey, that was actually like pretty uncool and shitty of you.
Yeah, no, I did too. And like, Petra apologizes, but Petra's like, Jesse, I don't know what to do. You're always so busy. Like, I was not. I wasn't busy.
I was actually here, I think you'll find.
Yeah, she's doing a little bit of the old school gaslighting. She's doing some friendly gaslighting for friends.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I normally am on Team Petra all the way, but here she's getting a little on my nerves.
Yeah.
And it would be one thing if, like, she was like, hey, look, Jesse, this is just something I kind of got to do on my own. You're Mr. Big Hero. Because she did talk about that last time. She's like, you're always, like, saving the town, taking care of everybody. Do it. You're the big hero all the time. I have to do something. If that was the deal, fine. Totally understandable. If she's like, look, Jesse, we're cool pals. I just got to do this without you this time, though. I got to be a hero. But the fact that they're just like, oh, yeah, Jesse, I don't know. Maybe you could, like, go away while we talk about something.
Yeah, so if you...
That's what really annoyed me.
If you released some audio project on your own, Dustin, and I was like, dude, we do podcasts all the time. Why didn't you ask if you wanted to collaborate or something? And you just said, well, I just wanted something where, like, my name was on it and it stood out. I'd be like, oh, well, yeah, okay.
it's so easy to just say that.
That doesn't make sense to be
just be honest about that sort of... That's, like, a totally understandable situation. But then you just build on top of that with, we're just going to pretend like we're not doing anything, and then we're just going to be out of here and do it.
Not, by the way, I'll never be upset that I wasn't on a podcast. the novelty has kind of worn out. I've been doing these for 10 years now, and I don't know if I'm getting any better, so...
Yeah, if someone was like, yeah, Dustin, you know what? I just felt like, you know, maybe doing this episode without you, I'd be like, oh, thank God. I got other shit to do.
I wouldn't do that to you, because I think that in your heart, you would know that if you didn't play one of these Telltale games, just one of them, you wouldn't have finished this project, and that would feel bad.
Right. It's different for something like this, where I'm, like, just in it. But it's different. Like, take, for example, our friend Heil Russell's conversation podcast. I don't need to. I like when he invites me to be on. But if he's like, you know, I just felt like, you know, getting someone else for this episode, nothing personal. I just felt like they were a better fit. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. That's awesome. That's great. That works out for your show. And it gives me time to do my own stuff. Works out for everybody. You could just say that.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you were married and your significant other said, you know, we have sex a lot, but I feel like I need to just have some sex on my own and really, you know, get out there.
You know, we have sex like every day, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're so right. You just, you know, need a little, got to spice it up.
Yeah, I got to go have sex with Todd. You, just, you know, spread it out.
You know, I'm glad you said it, not me.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need to have sex with Todd. Yeah, I guess what you use as your comparison analogy really flavors how you should feel about it.
Right. You know, it's a case-by-case basis.
It is, yeah. I guess it's somewhere in between your significant other cheating on you and your podcast co-host doing another show. Where I would care maybe a lot about one of them and not at all about another one of them.
Exactly. But yeah, I just think Jesse and, you know, the player, I think totally justified in feeling shitty about this. Like in the last episode, I think it is a little more like, okay, well, Petra, I can see where you're coming from. I'm sorry you feel that way. I totally get it. Here, it's just like, no, you did, like, you were just being shitty to me.
Yeah, yeah.
About something I would have understood if you just, like, came out and said it. Because think about, like, his other friends, Axel and what's-her-face, whose name I forget.
Olivia, yeah.
Olivia, that's it. Yeah, they're gone. They're off doing their own thing.
Lucas is only ever sometimes there. And, like, Lucas has the same kind of vibe in that way.
Yeah, like, if Petra just said, hey, look, everyone's already found their thing. I just gotta go out there and find my thing. I think Jesse would be like, yeah, you know what? I get it. Everyone else did it. You just go find your thing. We'll be here for you in Beacon Town, whatever. But instead, it had to go a shitty way that I don't really agree with.
Yeah, you know, it makes Petra feel very... just very self-centered in a way that I didn't expect. Especially because, like, the last episode was Petra being upset because you weren't free enough.
Yeah.
And, like, to be with her. It was just about her company. And now it's not even about her company. Now it's just, like, it's about me. It's just about her. Like,
yeah.
She wants you to be there more when she wants you to be there, and she wants you to be there not at all when it suits her as well. And that is, yeah. That's the shitty thing.
Yeah, just pretending like you're not gonna go do this thing when I'm here, and then just leaving.
Yeah, and it's not about, like, we need to be together all the time. I don't think there's been any real grounds up to this point for any kind of romantic relationship between Jesse and Petra, other than maybe, like, that first episode of the first season, but they kind of don't do much with it after that point.
Yeah.
There's almost more between Lucas and Jesse. Not almost. I think there is more between Lucas and Jesse.
Yeah, no, I got that, too.
Yeah, like, in this episode in particular, there was kind of a bit of a, not like a romantic vibe, but like an old flame kind of vibe. We're like, oh, we really have been in each other's butts, dude. And Lucas says, yeah, good times. It's beautiful in that way.
Who could forget? Yeah, I do like that dynamic. Like, I'm not, like, 100% sure what they're going for with Lucas, but, like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You can, like, feel like Lucas is like, hey, man, I really care about you. I hope you're safe. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to die in this adventure.
Yeah, and Petra does that too, but I think just within these last two episodes, Petra's also put up some walls that are borderline unforgivable in a way. Like, they're just, like, really frustrating that she's acting that way.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it frustrated me how she's acting today, but, you know, sometimes friends will just do shitty things to friends sometimes. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't seem like she wanted to do it to hurt Jesse. Like, it does come across as like, Jesse, I just got to get out of here, and I don't want to upset you about it. We are good friends, which means I am going to hold it again. I'm just going to keep it secret from you. And yeah, I don't think she was like doing it out of malicious intent, but it was still a shitty thing to do to Jesse.
Well, there was another line in there where Petra says, well, I was excited because I was going to hang out with a real old school treasure hunter like Jack. And that one felt bad because
that's true.
Like, we are treasure hunters and we are maybe not in amount of experience, but in the quality of experience, we are more accomplished than Jack. So
yeah, we've
like,
done that whole like Witherstorm thing. We got this block.
You know, was a chicken that kept pooping materials.
Yeah, did you forget about the chicken, Petra?
Yeah.
Did you forget the chicken?
Did you forget that time we hung out with YouTubers?
That's way more. Jack's never done that.
Yeah. There was a large computer once. Come on.
Who could forget? Yeah, like, I don't want to say it's like, oh, all of a sudden Petra's this, like, horrible, awful character. I think it at least kind of, I don't want to say it like, is totally justifiable behavior, but I can at least get the logic of Petra's like in a mixed up weird spot right now, and it's making her make some bad shitty calls to someone she does care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think part of it is that Voss, as the admin in disguise, is purposefully setting up that expedition in order to drive a wedge in the party.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, emotionally, both Petra and Jesse are being played with here. But I think there's still some, it's not just that external force. There's some responsibility on Petra's part as well.
Right. And, you know, I think there's time to explore that as well. And I hope they do. Like,
I hope
seems
they do
like,
too.
Yeah, like, it seems like a big part of the story will be Jesse and Petra's relationship.
Yeah, what if in episode 5 of this season, the very end of Minecraft Story Mode, although they might not have known that at the time, what if they, like, give you a choice to have a romantic relationship with either Lucas or Petra, and that's, like, how the story ends?
I'd say, actually, I'm seeing Nell, the hippie beach girl, sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually going to ask the admin to go into that snowman form again.
Yeah, you can go on your little adventure or whatever.
That was my favorite accent he did as well in the snowman form.
The snowman.
Yeah.
Man, the snowman's the real winner of this episode.
Do you know if all those admin voices are the same voice actor? It didn't seem like it.
I'm not sure. I want to say yes, but I did not look at the credits. I wanted to check the voice actors, but then I forgot and I pressed A and skipped them.
Yeah, I hope that is the case, because that just doesn't make sense. I don't know why they would do that in that way. Especially when two of the forms are, like, snowman and demon. Those could have been the same voice. It's not like, Voss is supposed to surprise you that it's him.
Yeah.
But snowman and demon are new characters.
Yeah, they could just sound exactly alike. And at least with, like, the big statue admin form, like, it's supposed to sound really deep and distorted, so you can let that slide.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. What are your hopes for the admin arc?
I don't know. That's tough, because even we were saying that the admin is interesting and I want to know more about him.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have like anything where I'm like, oh, I hope they explore this about the admin. Right now I'm just in a spot of like, I hope they do anything with it.
Yeah, I guess like the aspect of it that I'm the most enthused by, I guess, is him wanting a friend in this world that he created and kind of controls everything about. And he's picked Jesse, and I think that is just an interesting thing in general. Like, why does he want that? That could potentially be an interesting venue to take the story.
That's true.
It's not, like, completely unheard of. I've seen a version of that plot before elsewhere, you know? This powerful deity has just sort of
been charmed
by this mortal.
Who kind of throws it back in his face and he's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like in Castlevania, Dracula is just more powerful than anything, almost a god. And then he's just like charmed by this mortal woman until humanity decides she's a witch and kills her. And that's what makes him evil, bad Dracula.
Bad Dracula.
Yeah. Or like the biblical God and kind of how he hung out with Abraham for a while and just because he thought Abraham was chill.
It's not very religious. It's a spiritual experience.
I've read that book.
The Bible?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
I read it front to back in high school.
Did you like it?
There were parts I thought were interesting.
They should do a sequel.
It's called The Quran.
Hmm.
Yeah. Muhammad did it.
That's neat.
Yeah. He's got a lot of little stories in there.
Yeah, I like books.
Yeah. Maybe that's where we're sort of landing with this podcast. I like books.
Yeah, I like books.
You did that video game podcast for 100 episodes and you just thought,
never going to play a video game ever again.
Maybe books
are better.
It's
all about books.
I think books probably are better. On average?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot of really bad books out there too.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's way more bad books than there are bad video games.
Yeah, books suck. Never mind.
Like, even in the majorly published books, even among them, I think there's way more poor books than there are like faulty video games.
I guess that's the thing. Like, anyone can write a book. Like,
they don't even check. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to say a lot more goes into making a video game, but I guess kind of. Like, anyone could Once upon a time, there was a guy and there was a dog and he tripped on the dog at the end.
He tripped on him?
Yeah.
That did go places I didn't expect. You can say that of that book.
I did not expect him to trip on that dog. I can't wait for the next installment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased as a person that professionally makes video games for a living, but I do think they're harder to make than books. They've got, like, graphics. That's way more.
That's true. I couldn't make, like, a little guy move around.
Yeah, like, Skyrim has something like 10,000 pages of books or whatever in it, and that's a lot more books than a book.
That's true.
Yeah.
Most books only have one book.
Although, when they're adapted to movies, sometimes it turns out that they were two the whole time. Like, the last Harry Potter, or the last Hunger Games.
That's a twist.
Yeah.
Remember when they crammed three books of a series of unfortunate events into one movie?
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about this recently. You haven't seen the Netflix series of unfortunate
events? I haven't seen
the
Netflix one at all.
I really like it.
I hear it's good. Yeah. I hear it's good. I think my sister really likes it.
I like the Jim Carrey one kind of as a nostalgic Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah.
But like the Netflix one feels like what I liked about the books as a kid. As well.
Feels more like an actual adaptation rather than Nick taking it and kind of doing their own thing with it.
Well, yeah, but like even in the way that Count Olaf is done, he's Neil Patrick Harris in the show. And right. Neil Patrick Harris like does as many cool and weird takes on Count Olaf as Jim Carrey did. It's a cool take on the thing. And
that's fun.
Patrick Warburton is Lemony Snicket in the show.
I know that guy. That's Joe Swansong.
Yeah, and he's just talking the whole time, like, and I wish I could tell you this next part ended in a happy ending, but
guess what? It didn't.
It does not.
Just so matter of fact, it does not.
Yeah, no, I like that show.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Remember when Minecraft was on Netflix?
I do. Was this season ever on Netflix?
I don't know.
I think, right?
Yeah, I think they only did season one, maybe.
Actually,
I could be wrong.
That's worth looking up. I don't want to feed misinformation to our audience.
Good idea. Yeah. I think we talked about it in the first season, but now I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm looking at a news article for Minecraft Story Mode leaving Netflix. The second season never reached Netflix, it says here.
Okay.
Courtesy of indiatimes.com.
Thank you.
They say that about it. The Economic Times as part of indiatimes.com.
Yeah, I think we talked about that because I like found that thing that said like, oh, we talked about having Ruben not die, and then he sticks around for season two, but they didn't do that, and they didn't do season two.
You found that thing that said that, and it wasn't told to us directly by our friend Varum, who was on the show and told us?
I found it first.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I found it first. I think a friend linked it to me first, and then I brought it up, and then I think we talked to him about it.
Yeah, it's still weird to me that, like, in the process of just doing the adaptation to make it work on Netflix, they had this idea of like, well, one story thing should change. That's
yeah. Let's make Ruben be alive. Oh, that's another thing. Ruben's memorial gets destroyed, and you get to rebuild it.
Yeah, and you know what? I built a real one.
I did too. I actually did a good job, even though the whole time I was like, this is frustrating to do.
Yeah, I put some like
want to see mine
in there. Yeah,
I got a picture.
I don't have a picture of mine, but I'd love to see yours.
That's okay. I'll send it your way.
Okay,
it's sending. It's a big picture. Huh? It's got like a roof.
Oh wow! I did a similar roof with the dark prismarine.
Wow. Yeah, I just thought that was a good idea.
There's something about that dark prismarine on the roof, like that darker green. That feels very Nintendo 64 to me.
Yeah.
Like a Rare game, especially. No, like Majora's Mask even a little bit. Just that darker green on the roof.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Guess that's why we did it.
I mean, I guess there's only five colors they give us, and one of them is clear.
Yeah, so. One of them's clear, and then you have three grays and two greens.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to look how it was going to look.
I thought I did a pretty good job, even though the whole time I'm like, this is clunky and I hope we don't have to do this every episode.
I especially hope we never have to do it to, like, solve a problem.
Yeah, like, you cannot just, like, at least here it's like, you could put, like, a block down and it would be just as fine.
Do you think we're gonna build something in Beacon Town and rebuild Beacon Town, like, one per episode?
I don't know, I kind of have a feeling we won't be going back to Beacon Town for a bit.
I kind of think they've invested a lot into the aesthetics of Beacon Town, that maybe they would want to go back there. But I guess that's the Minecraft level design thing, where, like, it's easy to... I think it might be easy, I guess I don't know, to level design a Minecraft city versus doing all the environment art and level design for a place that is supposed to look realistic or stylistic.
Right. And, like, I if it were me, I feel like I had, they might come back to Boomtown in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did I say?
Boomtown. That's where Magnus is.
Oh my goodness gracious. I feel like such a fool.
Yeah, you don't even know the lore.
Oh my god. Mitchell, I gotta come clean. I have not played any episodes of Minecraft.
Man, I could see you doing that. I think that you've done too well in this conversation to have done it, so I don't think you have done it. I just think I could see you doing it.
I just did a really good job of bullshitting and got literally everything right. I'm like, yeah, Voss, yeah, it turned out he was the admin.
Yeah, like, I don't even notice the fact that every time you're about to say something, you let me tell you what it is. And it turns out Voss was... And I go, the admin. And you go, yeah.
Yes, yes, that's right. And Petra was?
Mean.
Yeah, mean. Right, yeah. Who could forget Rude Petra?
Yeah, we learned the secret of Petra, Rude.
Yeah, not my favorite episode, but I wouldn't put it down there with, like, the worst. But it's just getting to the point where it's like, I've seen everything this episode's throwing at me. And I've felt that way about other episodes before. But I feel like, especially with Minecraft, where... I don't know. I just think about, like, that the first part of that first season, how it didn't really do anything to stand out. But then the second half kind of did. It started forming its own identity. And then this season is kind of falling back into that a little. Even in the first episode, which we thought was pretty good... I'm not seeing very many new ideas thrown at us, and it's hard to really complain because, like I said, we've done way worse on this show. I didn't hate this episode. I wouldn't even say I disliked it, but I'm just not very wowed anymore.
Can you believe Jason Momoa is going to play Gabriel the Warrior? We'll say it every episode. We'll talk about it every episode.
Isn't that the fuckiest thing you've ever heard?
It's so silly. Who was supposed to... Was there an Ivor cast reveal?
I don't think so. I don't think they've said... Maybe there was. I don't think so, though. I think it's just Gabriel and Steve, right?
Well, yeah, they said... I don't think these things are exactly confirmed, because also Pedro Pascal is supposed to be there as Steve, but then they thought, like, Jack Black was going to play Steve. And Steve is not in the Minecraft story mode story at all. So, yeah, like, there's... I'm looking at the IMDb, and it has Jack Black as Steve. Maybe Pedro Pascal is out. I don't know, because Pedro Pascal is not on this list anymore.
Like, they were IMDb. Originally eyeing him, but went in a different direction since.
Maybe. Danielle Brooks is a character named Dawn, apparently. And Sebastian Eugene Hansen is apparently a character named Henry. I don't know these. And maybe this is a hint that it's not the Minecraft story mode story anymore.
Yeah. It is weird to have Gabriel the Warrior, though.
Well, that was the original thing they said, but maybe that's different. I don't know.
I would be upset if it turned out it wasn't. Like, you got us excited.
And it was originally going to be directed by Rob McElhenney, but now it isn't. So, I mean, I like Rob McElhenney a lot. So that
these
could
video
be...
game movies just always all over the place until the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was announced that Jason Momoa is going to be the star of the movie, which is weird if Jack Black is going to play Steve.
Yeah, you'd think Steve would be like the face of the movie of the series.
Yeah. Yeah. So
who knows?
Steve Carell was going to be in the Minecraft movie. That's no longer the case. Yeah, you know what? Maybe this Minecraft movie is going to have less to do with Minecraft story mode than it's been said, but like, I think there's a place in my heart for the rumor Jason Momoa is going to be Gabriel the Warrior that I'll keep for like a lot longer after the movie actually comes out and is decided to be not true.
Yeah, it's weird because I would say I'm lukewarm on Minecraft story mode. Like, I don't dislike it, but I don't like love it, but I want to see a movie of it. I want it. I just the idea that this game made by Telltale Games that is no longer available to be purchased is getting a movie adaptation.
Yeah, and it's not The Walking Dead, and it's not The Wolf Among Us, and it's not even Sam & Max. It's Minecraft story mode, and it's live action Minecraft. It is an astoundingly odd choice.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping that at the end of the day, it does turn out to have more to do with Minecraft story mode than it sounds like it will. But I guess I'm prepared for it not to be at this point.
I think I'm more excited for the trailer than I am the movie.
Right. Yeah. Just to see what the hell it's going to be.
Yeah, like, do they make his face a square?
Wouldn't that be just the craziest if they decided, you know what, it's live-action Minecraft, as in, we are going to take these live-action humans and bodies and cram them inside square Minecraft models.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's either that, or it's an entirely photorealistic movie. And then it's not Minecraft. It's too weird. It's not like one of those things where, like, when people are adapting Mickey Mouse right now, I think they're afraid to use color, even though you can definitely use color. Just because those cartoons that enter the public domain were colorless. There are posters from the same time that, like, have color.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can do it.
Yeah.
But people are afraid of Disney, rightfully so, I think. Maybe that is the same attitude I'm bringing to a Minecraft movie, where, like, they have to be squares, because they were squares. You can't change them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not, if it doesn't look like Minecraft, that's like the big thing about Minecraft. What the hell else is your movie going to be?
Yeah, like...
Is it just going to be, like, Jumanji or something?
I want it to look really dumb. I would like it to look really dumb. I think it has cult classic vibes already, and it's like still a year and a half away.
Yeah, definitely. Just like, here is Jack Black, but we made him a bunch of squares.
Yeah, yeah. You know, his beard these days is kind of squares out his face. It sort of goes into two corners at the end.
Right.
Maybe that's
that,
for
that'd
Minecraft.
Be fun. He did it for this.
Yeah. I think we should end the episode. Let's talk about our segments.
Let's do the segments.
Weekly Guy. I said the admin.
Yeah, I also said the admin. I just, even though I prefer the snowman, I like that it's just something that can take on different forms. Like, you can get really creative with this guy. I guess I'm interested in the potential of the admin.
Well, I'm counting the snowman as when I say that.
Oh, yeah. No, I am, too. Like, totally. If anything, my choice would be admin, specifically the snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to know what they plan to do with him, because I do feel like they could just as easily fall into, oh, he's just going to be your generic villain for the story.
I can imagine the writers going to the art department saying, okay, so for episode 2, we're going to need 4 different character models for the admin that are completely different. And then they go to the voice acting department and they're like, okay, we need four voices for the admin that are completely different. And both of them saying, dude.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's expensive, bro. That's expensive.
That's expense. That's so much work. In episode three, the admin is going to be, it's like cat dog, but it's two horses.
And then a bar of soap. He's a little slippery soap man.
And he says, whoa.
Can't catch me.
Be careful.
Golden moment. I said the arrival at the snow castle. It was a good looking vista.
Okay.
That's kind of all I got. I don't know. That's a weak one, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't really have that many golden moments in this episode. I guess I just liked the archery part was mm-hmm. kind of a nice way to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I just wasn't very wowed by this episode in general. Not, it wasn't done bad, but yeah, the archery part was at least, oh, this is something we haven't done yet.
A close second is when Lucas comes riding in to fight the admin giant statue on a horseback. I thought that was cool. That was like the coolest I've ever felt Lucas was. I don't typically think Lucas is very cool.
And it wow. Fun.
Yeah.
I get you, but it is interesting how right after Lucas is the coolest he's ever been, that's when they're like, oh yeah, Lucas sucks. He's with Radar.
Yeah, Lucas did suck a little bit in season one, but like I feel like that's way too long ago.
Yeah, he's definitely not that anymore. He came in on a horse.
Yeah, Magnus got really mad at him in season one for not fighting with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now he's good, probably.
Yeah.
I think.
I like what they have going on with Lucas, where like he is a lot braver than he used to be, but it's not like made like a huge deal of, like, it just kind of became this progressive development for him. But also, like we brought up earlier, like, he is, like, a very sensitive guy, too, telling Jesse, like, hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you hurt. So don't.
Yeah.
Don't hurt.
Don't hurt, please. choice cut. I said that moment where you're trying to decide whether to leave Lucas and Radar there or to go with Lucas and Radar when you're right before you get on the mine carts in the ice castle.
That's a good one. I mean, that's a good pick. That's like that feels like the big choice of the episode. Did they have any like other
at the end you need to decide whether Petra or Jack smashes the clock.
Right.
And I think that's going to have implications going forward.
But right now it didn't feel very...
Did you pick Jack for that? I picked Jack.
I picked Petra.
Oh, okay. Did Petra get the gauntlet put on her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to Jack for me. Okay, so I think that's going to have implications. But yeah, like as the choice itself, I don't know how much it really felt important.
Yeah, at least not in the moment.
Yeah.
My choice is not as big as that, but I thought it was just kind of a nice thing. So at one point Radar's like going off on a tangent. He's like, no, I can be brave. I can be cool and epic. And you have the choice to just let him keep going mm-hmm. or you can be like, Radar, shut up. And, I just liked that I could let him keep going and I let him go. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
I cut him off. It was annoying.
Understandable.
I pushed him up. I propped him up. I gave him the respect he deserved. But if he's just going to pull that shit, I'm going to tell him to shut up. He's a little annoying in that moment.
See, that's interesting. To me, it felt like he was like realizing, no, I got to be like this cool, epic guy. So I was just letting him realize it. And then at the end, he was like, and you know what else? You know what else? Oh, you know, actually, that was it.
Yeah, it felt similar to that. That moment in Guardians of the Galaxy where, like, you're trying to not listen to Mantis tell the actual important story of why she's there.
I thought that was funny.
Well, in that moment, I was like, it's almost disrespectful how the game is even giving me this choice. I hate this. But with Radar, I'm like, no, shut up, Radar. Yeah, I actually
you're no Mantis.
Need to hear all of it.
Maybe if you were Mantis, I would listen, but you're not, so shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's That's just late stage Telltale. That's the kind of choices we're getting now.
Yeah. I don't want to say I'm like running out of steam on this podcast, but I just feel like this late into the game is when you really start to just notice, like, falling back on tropes, reusing ideas we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to you in a way that I feel like wouldn't have gotten to me, like, even, like, maybe 20 episodes ago.
Yeah, well, at this point, we have 3 more episodes of this, 5 more episodes of Batman, and 4 more episodes of The Walking Dead, which is a total of 12 episodes left.
Right.
So, I hope we can keep up the steam for 12. 12 regular episodes left, and then maybe 3 of Hector, and maybe 5 of Wolf 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think, Mitchell, with you there by my side, I can do anything, including a podcast or pushing people off cliffs.
Have a great summer.
Bye!